Hello, welcome to Waldman's Words with Adam Cease from Between California and Summer. I got to spend some time with this young rascal in Deep Ellum, Texas. And we had a ball at So What, watched his set, watched Mirror Eyes' set. Some people in his band were stage diving to Hawthorne Heights, which was pretty cool. Got to see the Rocket Summer. Got to see Have Mercy, about 133 In Vogue bands. It was awesome. It was a good time. So we'll be talking with Adam in a little bit. And I just want to go into detail slightly about why I am too old to tour. So I'm 35 years old. I used to be in a band that was on the road for about a year straight. And now I find that my neck and body hurts when I headbang at shows, let alone jump around. I guess you're more resilient when you're younger. Now when I go to amusement parks, I feel the effects of a roller coaster for a few days. We're trying to be as depressing as possible in this broadcast, which is why we brought in a sunny pop punk band. So as you know, Mirror Eyes just announced they're signing to In Vogue Records, and the response has been amazing. They've had, probably at this point when this episode airs, they've had over 20,000 views on their video in less than a week, so big ups to In Vogue for that. The new Candy Hearts music is awesome. Mariel's broadcast was fun. Got to talk with her here. Craig from Film Speed was here, and his new songs are unreal. And we've got some big news for 2017. It's a huge pet peeve of mine when people write constant Facebook status. It's like big news, big news, big news. And then their news is like, I saved a bundle on car insurance by switching to Geico. But we've got some legitimate news on that front. Zach James's new music is launching soon under the moniker Boomtown Crooks, and we've got several other tricks up our sleeves, lots of producers in our pockets, other people on this show. This week, I'm going to be interviewing Kim Shattuck from the band The Muffs, and Fanboy Moment, Fanboy Moment, Fanboy Moment, Kevin Lyman from Warped Tour will be on this show in the next coming weeks as well. So shout out to 1998 Warped Tour with Rancid, NOFX, Bad Religion, the Aquabats with Travis Barker drumming. Got to see that guy drum. If you ever really want to feel bad about yourself, just know that you probably will never be as good at anything as Travis Barker is at the drums. So might as well stop now. Just kidding. And anyway, Waldman's Words, the inspirational program brought to you by you. So here's a few announcements, and then we will start the interview with Adam Cease from Between California and Summer. So during this commercial break, I learned that the last time Between California and Summer was in the Idobe Studios, that there were a few shirtless men. So I'd love to talk about that. Adam, introduce yourself.
Hello. What's up? I'm Adam. I sing in Between California and Summer. And
you're wearing a shirt.
I'm wearing a shirt this time. It's a good shirt.
It's pitted.
Pitted. So pitted.
So I would love to hear, you know, I guess the central tenet of the show is how we met, and then we could just go off and spitball from there. So we just met less than a week ago, actually.
Yeah.
Tell the 83 listeners, you know, how that happened.
So we were, yeah.
We were, yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. We just had coffee, too, so you could be articulate. You could do this. It's not too early.
We can't, yeah, exactly. I'm a kook. We were in Deep Ellum, Texas for So What Music Festival, and the other guys in the band had met you previously. So,
three fifths.
Yeah,
the non-backflip met
yeah,
me.
Didn't
meet me.
Yeah, exactly. And so we met you before Mirror Eyes' set, and we checked out Mirror Eyes because they're our homies.
Well, you played with them in Nashville, correct?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. And now we're best friends.
Besties. So,
for life, five ever.
The five best friends I could ever have.
Anybody could ever have.
I don't know what these voices are.
Yeah.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Weird. So talk about Jeff. You have a manager who's really going to bat for you, and that's kind of how this whole thing happened, because he invited me to any show at the Observatory, and I went and saw Bayside with your homie from another momie, Corey Rutschland.
Yep. So Jeff, I've known him since I was like 12.
It's amazing. He's like a papa.
He's pretty much my dad.
Okay.
Like at this point, we met him, or I met him way back in the day when in my old band we played
talk about this man. You could be as specific as possible. I want to hear it.
So we played the OC Fair, and Jeff always tells this fucking story when we're like out and like, oh, how did you become like their manager? How do you know these guys? But he was a stage manager at OC Fair. We played this stage. Picture. And
yeah, we're getting a picture. It's so pitted.
And
we multitask on Waldman's Words.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes we even spill water on a computer.
Oh, did that happen?
And Fish like,
fuck.
Yeah. You've cursed twice.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's kind of NC-17 without having to show an ID.
Okay, cool.
We don't get too crazy.
No, okay. I'll keep it down.
Yeah, by keeping it down, you got to lower your volume because apparently the kids can't hear.
Yeah. So, Jeff, we were playing a Blink-182 song. We were playing Damn It.
Okay. Never heard a band play that before or cover.
Right?
That was
an
original choice.
We were like 13, and Jeff apparently was like, yo, who is playing this song on my stage right now? Like, they're swearing. Like, you can't have this at, like, a fair. Like, come on, man. He turns the corner, and it's like a bunch of 13-year-old kids. And he was like, whoa. Like, I thought these kids were a lot older.
At least 14.
At least, yeah, exactly. And so he was like, where's the parents of this band? And talked and became friends. And,
so you didn't have a prepubescent voice at the time? You had a low voice when you were
13? No, I did.
Okay, yeah. So then why was he shocked?
Because he thought we were good for being
okay.
For being so little, I guess.
I'll take it. Damn it.
Yeah, right? And yeah, so became friends, and then later when I was a senior in high school, I joined BCAS.
Talk about BCAS, because some people might think that's an acronym for an STD. So I would love it if you would alert.
BCAS is Between California and Summer.
That's his band.
Mm-hmm. And we're hot.
Hot right now.
So hot right now. let's see.
BCAS.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know, it's something, you know, because our name is really, really long.
It definitely is.
And so it's kind of like a five sauce or like a, you know.
Mirrorize is me.
Me, yeah, yeah. Right? It's cute. I say a lot.
No, it's okay. It's I say you know a lot. You learn a lot about what you should not do in conversation. There's plenty of people that say a lot. There's plenty of people say like, but I've listened to my own broadcast because, I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, right.
And I say you know a lot, so anytime I do that on the air right now, you know, chide me.
Okay, I got you. Give me a slap on the wrist if I say okay.
You just did it.
I know.
First violent offense.
Hit me harder.
Okay, whoa. BCAS. Masochist for the masses. There was actually, kind of changing the subject or not, there was a dominatrix watching your set, or someone who looked like one. I don't know if you saw her. She was standing right behind Corey.
Yeah, no, she actually is. I went to high school with her.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
What? I'd like to hear about that.
So funny. She...
Because you guys don't seem like a dominatrix type of man.
No, right? I mean, I knew her. We went to this arts high school. She used to play bass, and I was a singer, and we would, like, play,
between,
you know...
Between whips and summer.
Yeah, between whips and strap-ons.
Oh, God.
And, she's really nice, and we've just been...
Of course, she's very nice. Very nice.
No,
I felt safe.
No, she's really cool. She's just into some...
S&M.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just some,
between
some fun stuff.
Yes. NoFX is too. I just read their autobiography. Fat Mike is into that. Anyway, back. Okay. I digress. Yeah. So you guys met at an S&M convention, and it was during the summer, and it was in Arizona.
Yeah.
So just, that's why you guys.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Orange County bands, meeting Jeff. You have representation for a band that's, I mean, well, it's, your band isn't even new. It's just the lineup is relatively new, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, it's a long story. So when
we have plenty of time. We have about an hour.
Plenty of time. Cool. So when I was a senior, this kid named Legend hit me up on Facebook.
What? His name's Legend?
Legend.
Was he?
And maybe for some other things. I don't know.
Okay.
So he hit me up on Facebook. We only had like two mutual friends or something like that. And was like, yo, like, I heard you sing. Do you want to come jam sometime? And I was like, yo, who is this kid? Like, why is he hitting me up?
And why is his name Legend?
I would be skeptical. I was like, okay, that's cool, whatever. So I said, yeah, sure, why not? Let's jam. And so It was like one of the last days of senior year of high school, and we had like a little jam out practice type thing in his garage in Garden Grove.
We took a trip to Garden Grove.
I know. I think of that like every time I'm there.
Me too.
But so we jammed out.
I love the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah, right. oh, there we go.
And, you're adjusting.
Yep. Yeah, so we jammed, and when I got there, I actually knew this kid named Quinn who played bass. He was the new bass player that just came to jam too, because the original BCAS had a member leave who was the singer, screamer, and the bass player.
Yeah, you guys used to be a little bit harder than you are.
Yeah,
right now.
They used to be actually like screaming, breakdowns. A lot of screaming, breakdowns, that kind of thing, which was cool. Like, I was into it. You know,
so you knew about the band before you were in it?
No.
Okay. He said it was cool in hindsight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I started singing and playing guitar for him, which was cool. We put out our first single after probably a couple months. It wasn't even, we put out San Jose, which is still the only only song that we have a music video for out.
I believe you played that.
Yeah, we did. It's our favorite song to end with, still. Good track. But I mean,
objectively, it is. You guys did well, and Kyle Black, I believe he produced that one, right?
Or one.
So he did the newer stuff.
He did the newer stuff, okay. Yeah. Which I fucking love our newer stuff. It's great.
Well, just so the people listening know, Kyle Black, I guess right now, is best known for his work with State Champs.
State Champs.
But he was also in a band called Neural on Hopeless Records.
Yep.
So you learn stuff listening to this. Anyway, yep. Continue.
So after a little while, Quinn, the bass player, left, and the original bass player who had left for me to come in came back. His name is Kirk. Cool dude.
Quinn and Kirk. You guys have such Quinn, Orange County Kirk. Names.
I know, like James.
Quinn, Kirk. Nolan. Sorry, yeah. Your drummer
and
is
then,
Nolan.
And Connor.
Oh, yeah, Connor with an E, right? Not Nor. Or is it with an E?
It's with an E.
Yeah. No,
or
you
wait,
guys.
I think it's with an E.
Is it, whatever it is, your names are so...
I know.
Like, Long Island names are all Tony, Vinny, or Chaim. So it's a little bit different. Michael, come for supper.
come for supper.
Well, you got some chicken soup. Oh, you got some schmutz on your face.
Yeah, get out of here.
That's a really good Long Island Jewish mom. I'm proud of you, Orange County.
Thanks. Oh, gosh.
So, puberty.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It happened after
just,
your cover, damn it.
My balls just dropped right there.
My balls dropped listening to you talk.
So, we were with Kirk for a while. We got a new drummer named Connor. Originally, we were with...
Brent.
A guy named Sonam.
What?
Sonam. He was chill.
Sonam and Legend?
Sonam, Legend, Kirk, Adam, and James.
Wow.
So, let's see. Where do I go from there?
Just, you're talking, I guess, go flash forward a little bit to present day BCAS.
Present day. So.
You're all young as fuck.
Yeah. We're super young. Our oldest is 21, Will. He's our new guitar player who actually.
Fish is an old man compared to your band. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. What's up, Dad?
Oh, God, Dad.
Dad.
I Dad. Get creeped out when I see that young girls are like, that is so Dad.
So
that dude
daddy.
Is so Dad. Like, what relationship do you have with your father that you glorify? Anyway.
Anywho. So, we got a new bass player.
Is that you? I'm having an Orange County number call me.
No.
Okay. Screw that. I'm working.
So, we got our new bass player, Hunter. And Hunter's from North Carolina, and Legend was still with us at that time. And then Legend left because of some beefy stuff.
Can you go into detail about it, or you prefer not to?
I can, just a little bit. I mean, it was really Legend wasn't the best pop punk guitar player. He could shred in other aspects, like he was boop doop 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 doop, like jazz playing.
Okay,
like, wow. Fucking fantastic.
But sometimes it takes talent to be simple.
Yeah. Like when you're playing, like playing just like drop D bar chord, it's just like.
So it sounded like flatulence.
Yeah.
And you had to let the legend go.
Yeah. So we kind of knew that and he kind of knew that. So it was kind of a mutual thing. So.
At least it was mutual. So it's the worst when people, when you watch American Idol, because that's all I watch, and you see these people audition that clearly have never been told no.
Yep.
And they have no idea.
Yep. Not at all.
How incredible they are.
How fantastic.
Yep.
It's Oribu.
Oribu. So after Legend bailed, we needed another guitar player. And Hunter from North Carolina said, oh, hey, like my old band, I know this dude named Will. He's a great guitar player, can sing too. Like, why
he
don't
can.
We,
his backups are on
he's,
point.
Oh, God. He's
harmonies
so good.
Are great with
so
you.
Good.
Your voices blend really well together.
Nux. Perfect. So Will moved out from North Carolina.
For you guys.
For BCAS, which is awesome. And now we have the most fantastic lineup ever. Mm-hmm. We got Nolan after a while. We got and James is still the only like original member.
Yeah, that's so incredible that you're five people in one band, but only one original. Mm-hmm. And James has been part of it for a while, and he's the one who's, I guess, quote unquote, the owner of the name, I guess, because he held on to it. Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah.
You guys should trademark it. You should trademark it and steal it.
Yeah. By James.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so that's where we're at now. The five of us, me, James, Nolan, Hunter, and Will. Mm-hmm. The fantastic five, the sexy five, the hot five.
Hot heat.
Hot heaters.
All right, well, let's change the subject a tad because, well, I mean, it's still, we're talking about BCAS because that's the outlet for this. So you guys, as stated, are young, so what do you do for income? I know that your BCAS royalties from that Super Bowl song are coming in, but aside from that.
Nah. Well, I know, so I go to school in LA, and so as long as, you know, my parents are really supportive of that, so as long as I'm going to school.
What are you studying?
Recording arts.
It's related.
Yeah, it's film sound and music recording.
Okay.
So both aspects, which is pretty cool.
Good for you, by the way.
Thank you. I have
a degree in English, which I've stated before, qualifies me to talk to you.
Hell yeah. That's rad. But me and Nolan are the only ones that are still going to school. Mm-hmm. Nolan is a mechanical engineering major at Cal Poly Pomona.
So he's semi-bright.
He is insane. Like, the kid, oh, wow.
Is he the one who packs your van? Because if he's a mechanical engineer, he should be perfect at Tetris.
He just, like, tells us where to put everything so it'll fit perfect.
And
then makes us
do
it.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, he's so ridiculously smart that he, like, has a software for engineering where, you know, you can print stuff with a 3D printer. He made something. It's like a little cube. Then on one side it says BC, and then you turn it, and on the other side it says AS. Wow. All in one like little figure.
You're such
thing.
An ass.
BCAS, like it's so cool.
BCAS cube.
Yeah, it's cool. It's orange, 3D printed.
Wow.
And then James works for a
sleeve company.
A sleeve company, yeah. Fat sleeves. He works for a. Oh, what?
He's the no. The whole point of this is to interrupt each other and not get anything out.
Okay,
James is the happiest band member I've seen in a long time. He always looks like he just had the best meal of his life.
He probably just did have like the best meal of his life.
Oh, he's a superlative guy.
He loves little funny things. He'll just laugh at anything, and it's fantastic.
Yep. No, big shout out to James. Positive attitude, happy guy.
Hell yeah.
Greets me with a warm nuzzle every time I see him.
Exactly. He's great. But he works for a company called Car Trackers or something like that, and buys cars,
No idea.
Which is pretty cool. And then Will works at Old Navy, and Hunter works at Sprouts.
Okay.
Which is like a...
Sprouts, yeah, it's kind of like Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I like Sprouts. I don't know, my wife, this is going to date me, is a big grocery store person. I get anxiety in grocery stores.
Oh, dude, same.
Yeah, it's way too... You get so much anxiety.
I know.
This crazy. Show is brought to you by the letter R. Yeah, I don't know. I live right by a Whole Foods, so maybe I just get anxiety by going there to buy eggs and
the
cheese,
stock.
And it's like $35.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. Eggs.
So school, work, what do the other guys do? Because you're in school and you're very fortunate that your parents are behind your music and literally studying music. So.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, yeah, I mean, the other dudes, they just work and kick it, and then...
The North Carolina guys, do they live together?
Yeah, they do. They live in Huntington Beach.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
That's where you guys say you're from, though, right? Huntington Beach? Okay.
That's where we have
Westchester
practice.
Westchester isn't as cool to say.
Well, Westchester's chill, but it's not. It's like, Orange County, what's up? Like, exactly. We're from Huntington Beach. Like, I don't know. It's,
you're in a scene by saying Orange County.
Hi, we're from LAX. Like,
we're right by the hotel.
Right by the Custom Hotel.
It's a good hotel. wait, that's the one. Wait, Custom Hotel. I know what you're talking about. It's kind of like a hipstery hotel on the ocean side of the water, like just after Marina Del Rey, right? Like,
going.
There's a coffee bean shopping center. There's a bowling alley.
Yep, right there.
You pointed.
Yep.
Remember, America and the world cannot see the point.
The point.
The point.
Hey, I'm pointing.
Sweet.
Chill.
Well, we're gonna take a break in a few minutes, and Mr. Adam is going to tell some stories about his life on the road, specific stories. But I would love to hear, chide me. what bands in the Orange County, LAX area inspired you? Because I hear a lot of State Champs. I know. I hope that doesn't offend you. It's a compliment.
Oh, no. Yeah, we love them.
Okay.
Yeah. They're great. Oh, gosh. I mean, not too many, really.
You're not inspired by any locals?
Not any Orange County LA bands. I mean, I love Stick to Your Guns.
Okay.
Even though they're really hardcore. They're from Orange County, and they're super chill. Or The Ghost Inside is from LA. They're super awesome, too.
I mean, they had quite a year.
Oh, they did.
My God. But they're actually, I think, the first band confirmed for Warped just because of the bus. I mean, I know the drummer, I think, lost a leg.
Yeah. Oh, it's God. Crazy, man.
Wow. Yeah, that's another thing about touring. I mean, even bands like that need support. I mean, you think Main Stage, Warped are band killing it, but they need...
Yeah.
The Epitaph, I heard, donated a lot of money towards their recovery.
Yeah.
Which
I know
great.
A lot of people did. And it was... Yeah, I watched it happen. Not watched it, but, you know.
Yeah.
No. I remember seeing, like, the posts, like, 20 minutes after it happened. I was like, wow, this is one of my favorite bands of all time.
I didn't realize you listened to such hard stuff based on your music.
I mean, disposition. I listen to, honestly, everything. Like, okay. I'm a big EDM fan. I'm a big rap fan. And then I'm a pop-punk hardcore kid,
Pop-punk kid. I love that there's certain things, like... There's metal fan, alternative fan, pop punk kid. Yeah. No matter what, you're a kid. Right? You listen to pop punk. I'm a 35-year-old kid.
Hell yeah.
There's kids with mortgages and children that listen to Newfound Glory.
I'm a pop punk kid.
Yeah,
I have
for some
to pay
reason.
My taxes.
Yeah, well, they don't know what taxes are.
Yeah, what are taxes?
Taxes. So I guess tell me one more thing about a band that really inspired you, maybe lyrically.
Lyrically? Lyrically, I'd say All Time Low.
Okay.
I really love, they're super catchy, really fun lyrics.
They're a good hardcore band.
Oh, yeah, they're so, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
but I just love that they're so positive. And a lot of the stuff that we've written hasn't been so positive, but we're really looking to go for.
But your
more
melodies are, that so it's it's a contrast.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we try to, model ourselves, but not too much, but. I dropped a cap.
I dropped some water cap, but not water. Don't worry.
Okay. Not on the laptop.
You make me nervous physically. You're quite a
you
presence.
Too.
What are you, 6'1"?
Six, 1 and 3 quarters
I
inches.
Rounded down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
But All Time Low, yes, they're very positive, and they're also really, really sharp.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I mean, their live show, you might see some references to Blink-182 with the poo-poo and pee-pee and dick, butt-butt.
Yeah.
But their lyrics, they're very sardonic. Yeah. Are you trying to do that with your new stuff? Like, have some wit to it? Or are you just trying to be just more of a positive influence?
A little bit of both. I mean, we love the dick, butt-butt stuff.
Hung out with you.
Oh, yeah.
So we love doing that kind of vibe. And we also love the sad boy stuff. And we also love the fun, witty stuff. So... It's kind of a mix.
Fun, witty, sad boy, positive, negative music.
Dick, butt, butt.
Dick, butt, butt. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break brought to you by Dick, butt, butt. We are back with Waldman's Words. Adam, is it cease or seize? I don't want to screw
it's
this
cease.
Up.
Cease. Yeah, like ceasefire.
Okay, or to exist.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Well, Adam Cease from Bacass, which is between California and summer. We discussed how we met, which is very important to the listener, various... chide me. I'm supposed to... various happenings in Orange County, our mutual love for Mirror Eyes performing there in Nashville, the fact that every single member of the cast is getting ready for their Super Sweet 16, the balance of school and work.
Yep.
School is a great thing. I like learnings. And now I'd like to hear some stories that you have because, you know, you've been around,
you know.
You've been around,
mm-hmm.
despite being young. Tell us some stuff that you have that would showcase something that the listener would want to jump up and down to laugh, or something that's really messed up.
There's one
that...
I just
kicked you.
No, you're fine. There's one that immediately pops into my head. On our last summer tour, we were... I think we were talking to Fish about this one, maybe when we were in here.
But you have a shirt on, so this one's slightly different.
So we were in South Dakota, driving from Des Moines, Iowa, all
the
way to
Seattle. South Dakota. I've been to 44 states, none of the Dakotas.
Really? For sure.
None of the Fannings either.
I mean, it's like a, That's where I'm like not ancestors, but like older families from. Like
ancestors?
My great-grandma and my grandma are
the pilgrims settled in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Because you seem like you're total pilgrim. Like,
no, straight up, dude.
Straight up, America.
Total pilgrim.
Sweet.
Bro. But
I'm a son of Israel.
Yeah. So yeah,
South Dakota.
We were driving through on our way to Seattle. We had a couple days off from our last show in Des Moines, Iowa. So it was a mob all the way to Seattle. But we were driving through South Dakota, and all of a sudden, I mean, it was a perfect day. It's probably like 80 degrees. I mean, not a cloud in the sky. And we keep driving, and all of a sudden, there's just this black sky in front of us, and we're like, oh damn, it's
black hole,
it's
sun, won't you come?
And so you keep driving into it, and
which is what you should do when you see a black sky, you drive into
I mean, we didn't like want to. We're like, okay, like hopefully this is chill. But I was thinking like, oh god, like this is could be like some tornado like city, like, and in an RV, like scary as shit. Like I was tripping out a little bit. But we drive straight into it. It starts pouring rain. Like the hardest I've ever seen it rain in my entire life.
So it was loud.
It was loud. It was the wind, like you could like literally see like the rain like going directly sideways. It was
so could the wipers
crazy.
Keep up? Was it that kind of rain or no?
Was it
windshield wipers?
Barely.
Okay.
Just barely.
It's a race.
So we decided that we would pull under like an overpass.
Under
an overpass. Just to make sure that we were chilling, whatever. And then we looked up the weather report, and there was 100 to 120 mile an hour wind gusts.
That's pretty fast.
Torrential downpour, like no tornado warnings, but I mean there was thunder and lightning. It was ridiculous. So.
And bands, as you know, with Ghost Inside, bad things happen all the time on
the
road.
Yeah, exactly. We're scared, you know, that we, you know, might get blown off the road or, like, you know, some crazy shit. But, so we're under this overpass waiting for the storm to pass.
Pass.
And I get this crazy idea. Yo, we haven't showered in 2 days, dude. Like,
do you refer to all four of them as dude?
Yeah.
They're plural?
Dude.
That's awesome.
Dudes. So, me and Will decided that we were going to go outside in the 100-mile-an-hour wind and take a shower.
I mean, that's the best thing to do when I'm scared.
Right? and so we did. Like, I brought
no clothes or
I put on a, I had my swim trunks.
Okay, good.
So, put those on.
You don't want to get arrested for indecent exposure. You're a sex offender then.
Yeah.
You have to go door to door.
That'd be... Yeah, no thanks.
It's hard for you to move into a small area. I social commentary alert. Why does a pedophile have the same penalty as public urination?
Right?
That's so messed up. Anyway, continue.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer.
But yeah. We went outside and we got our GoPro so we could film it. It's actually in our last tour video, some shots of it. But just, you know, me putting shampoo in my hair and standing out in the torrential downpour, showering.
It might have been a really good temperature shower, though. Was it?
Oh, it was. I mean, it was probably like 60 degrees, like
filtered Brita water.
Super cold, but I mean, it was like so refreshing and fun. I mean, it was just like an experience.
But it got you over your fear, probably doing that. Probably made it. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have any other stories that are, I guess, cleaner? Get it?
cleaner. On this last tour, we stopped at, we found like a little skate park, mm-hmm. and it was my, I tried to drop in on a little half pipe.
Are you good at that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God. I got raspberries. So hard. Oh, yeah. I have raspberries all down my left side, just
yep.
died.
Pop punk so and fun. Skating normally go hand in hand. No.
Not for me. No. Yeah. What are some other funny stories?
Something funny. You got Something this. And then funny. We're going to get into the advice section, which is great because you're definitely an authoritative guy in the music scene.
Trying to think. What is a funny story?
Besides hanging out besides, in Texas with Mirror Eyes and Scotty.
That's always funny.
That was funny in Philadelphia.
I mean, I've shaved my face in multiple Walmarts across the U.S. That's pretty funny.
That's what happens. You see people shaving and brushing their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
do
you
that
know
all the time.
You know that as a band, a lot of bands crash in Walmart parking lots.
Yep.
Because they legally allow it.
Yeah.
So that people will spend money there.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Have you done that?
Oh, multiple, like too many times to count.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
You'll learn a lot about yourself in Huntsville, Alabama, Walmart
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, in Nampa, Idaho. Or
Nampa?
Like, yeah, like, it's, exactly. It's
what's
like,
the nearest city to Nampa?
Boise.
Oh.
Yeah, it's,
wow.
It's, yeah. About an hour out of Boise. It's a good town. But yeah, I shaved my face in that Walmart.
Okay.
It was an experience.
How long does it take you to grow scruff? Because I'm growing a full beard as we speak.
Takes me like a good week to have like decent stubble.
You guys are so fresh-faced.
It comes out blonde. It's like not dark at all.
So you can't see it?
Barely.
I feel like your bassist is the only one who can do it.
Yeah. No, he can grow a full-on just...
Like me?
Fantastic beard. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And he does backflips.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting ending to the set because the song's over, then boom, backflip. Good night!
Yeah, exactly. Kind of a little cherry on top action.
Oh, or sprinkles. Did you have the rolled ice cream?
No.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know if you've ever seen this fish, but in... By the way, fish is tomorrow. Gone Fishkin represent. So, basically...
Money
in the bank. In Dallas, Texas, there was this place that opened that sold rolled ice cream. So, I'm new to the shave ice phenomenon. It's not shaved. It's shave. And it's ice cream that looked like little towels, like those moist towelettes that they hand you.
Ooh.
And the consistency was great. It was some of the best ice cream I've ever had. I was going to say buffalo chicken. No. I had banana and Nutella.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Was it that place with like the long line out in front of it?
Oh, the line was
ridiculous.
Ginormous.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to stand the test of time. Just, you know, I remember how Pinkberry was a crazy phenomenon mm-hmm. and now you're hard pressed to find one, but
yep.
It was pretty wild. They actually opened, I live right by UCLA, they opened a place that's just Greek yogurt.
That's cool.
That's so bougie.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, it's LA.
I know.
Get everything like that. Like
a $12 smoothie.
$12 smoothie. Organic dog food place. Great.
Oh yeah. No, there's these hotels where my band used to rehearse. I used to play music, and you didn't even know that, which is awesome. But there is a 5-star dog hotel.
Oh,
if you're driving on the 405, you know, you hit the 1 to the 405.
You hit the 1 to the 101 to the...
Stir it! So you're driving on the 405, and you can see this 5-star dog resort.
Nice.
I don't know.
It's probably, like, just as expensive as, like,
a
human hotel. Yeah, right?
Oh, more expensive.
Oh,
those dogs have
ridiculous.
More amenities. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the way the world is right now. All right, so you told a few stories. I would love to hear advice from you, you know, be it, you know, God, I do this
Come
so
on,
much.
Scott.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm failing myself. You know?
Are you chilling?
You know what I'm saying? You know how the people, you know,
you
say,
know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Or there was one that I was using a lot this weekend. I'll find it later. But advice that you have for someone who wants to be in a band, you got discovered at a state fair by your manager, so.
Yeah.
You never know, you know?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, the best advice I can give is just do it.
Okay.
Do it hard. If you want it, do it.
Be specific. I understand what you're saying, but a lot of people expect things to be handed to them. So I really want you to know, well, obviously you know what you're talking about, but explain what do it means, because it's not just about writing a song. It's not just about promoting your brand.
I mean, you got to put in the work. That's really it. If you work hard every single day for what you love, like, it'll pay off.
How do you work as a singer? Have you taken vocal lessons?
I used to. I haven't for a while.
Because you grab the mic and you know when to pull it away from you when you're singing. Because
yeah,
some singers
like a,
just
like
no,
a habit.
No, but that's a good habit to have, because sometimes when if you're singing a high note or if you're singing a note all powerful, chances are you don't have a sound guy, so the sound
yeah.
is going to be whack. So you, no one can see this right now, so I'm going to imitate this with a bottle of water that's closed. But you sing and you go, blah, 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 but you pull the mic away.
Yeah.
So you're in the know about that. So
yeah.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, compensating for
you know.
Whatever, you know. Yeah. But I started, you know, singing when I was,
you know,
you know? Yeah. I started singing in like third grade, fourth grade.
Okay.
So my dad was a guitar teacher, threw me into some guitar lessons.
I teach guitar too.
No way, right on.
Did your dad play in bands too?
He did. He was big in college. Like, that's what he did to pay rent.
Anyone I've known, or is it bar bands and cover?
It was pretty bar bandy, I think.
Okay.
I'm not really 100% sure.
So it's been instilled in you in a young age. So that's another way it makes sense. Because I got to be honest with you, as a young Jewish boy on Long Island, moving to LA to pursue music, that wasn't something that the support system would support.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, LA is great. It, you know, everyone kind of helps push you along in the music scene, which is great. Everyone's pretty supportive.
All right, you can explain what just happened. We just closed the door.
Yeah, we just closed the door because someone's outside being nosy.
Somebody's watching me. Yeah, I usually get the CEO of the station goes like this and stares me down during shows, and there's no pressure whatsoever.
Just like come to the okay. But yeah, I mean, everyone's great. I mean, there are some people that are pretty stuck up in LA. You probably know that.
No, everyone is so sweet. This is my LA to New York comparison. But when I was home in July, I'm from New York. When I was home in July, I realized I'm never moving back there. But here's LA versus New York. So in New York, you don't like someone. Fuck off.
Yeah.
In New York, I'd say they're a little more blunt and real. In LA, it's like, hey, I hate her.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh my God, this is the worst person ever. And so somehow everyone in LA has a lisp.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty, it's kind of like, has like a little bit of a fake
a little
vibe.
Bit. Yeah. A little bit.
Just a little.
But talk more about, I guess, advice.
Advice. Stick with it too. No, you know, don't give up. A lot of people, you know, they'll put out a couple songs and think that you're going to make it instantly. And that's not going to happen, I'll tell you right now.
How so?
You could write a hit song and you can get lucky. You can get really lucky and, mm-hmm. you know, make a career out of it somehow. But from my experience and everyone that I know, it's really you just got to focus. You got to
grind
for years and then it'll pay off.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it'll also pay off knowing that when you're older and weathered and my age, that you gave it a go.
Exactly.
You would be so pissed if you're 37 years old, wife and two kids, divorced, and somehow the marriage ended in a second.
Yeah.
But if you didn't give whatever you want a hustle or a shot.
Yeah. I mean, you'll always be wondering, you know?
Mm-hmm.
More
advice. More advice from Mr. Adam.
More advice. Let's see.
My advice would be, besides interrupting Adam.
You're chilling.
No, we're just chilling. We're straight chilling. We're straight chilling.
Kicking
boo.
It, dog.
And you watch the Shreds videos, which was pretty
Shreds.
Awesome. If you have a
so
chance, watch
funny.
One Direction Shreds. It's pretty amazing. So I guess my advice to someone, because people ask me that all the time, surprisingly, is... besides grinding, besides owning your craft, don't be a dick.
No, yeah. Seriously, don't be a dick. I mean, I feel like sometimes, like, I'm really quiet, dude. Like, I can't
and
hold
you're it. You're a front man.
Like, yeah. Like, I mean, it's really hard for me to hold conversations and stuff, and I really hope that doesn't come off like me being a dick to people. But, just be a genuine person and make the connections, all the connections that you can. Just be friends with everybody. And,
be positive.
Yeah.
I have to delete people from my Facebook that are constantly complaining yet not doing anything.
Right? Like,
it's a pissa.
That's, yeah. And also, this is another big thing, is like, get out of your comfort zone. I mean, a lot of people will stick around. Like, we're from Orange County. Like, everyone thinks, oh yeah, dude, let's just play Chain, like, you know, twice a month. That'd
be oversaturating.
And yeah, exactly. You know, you really got to get out. Like, if you're from Orange County, like, you got to play LA, you got to play San Diego.
Pomona.
And then you just got to hit the road.
I heard a rumor you guys played Pomona Warped.
We did.
That's pretty awesome. Was How tight. Was that?
We did Ventura 2 years ago, which was rad. Mm-hmm. But this Pomona one was sweet. Like, it was.
You played Warped 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Same with Mirror Eyes.
Yeah.
Pound. In two different locations in two different states. Mirror Eyes' first show was Warped.
Dang.
How do you like them,
that's
apples?
That's sick. They just played, they played Main Stage, right? Or opened it this year?
They won the contest, but for some reason, I think, because the lineup was so stacked, they were on the second tier stage. I'm not complaining.
For sure. No, yeah, that's dude. Pretty amazing. That's sweet. I know. But yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, we kicked it all day, had a good time when we played. And then after, this is actually a funny story.
Yes.
Yay.
So we're tailgating the advice section.
Yeah. So after we played, you know, we're kicking it. Warped Tour is over. We're chilling at the...
Warped Tour as in the whole show's over, you're set.
Yeah, the show's over for the day. And, you know, people are, you know, in line for the In-N-Out truck.
You say you know more than I do. I love you.
No,
I'm gonna shut up.
Nux. Hey, no, you're chilling. So we had talked to With Confidence earlier in the day.
Hopeless Records.
Yep. They're super cool dudes.
Like, are they Australian?
Holy shit. Yeah, they're Australian. Okay. Super cool guys. But they were like, yeah, if you guys want to come kick it later, we'll just be chilling on our bandwagon if you want to come say hey or whatever. So we bring some tequila over to the bandwagon.
Whoa. And some of you legally can't ingest that, right? So stay in school.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So we're just chilling on, you know,
and they're
on
Australian
the bed.
Who are breastfed tequila, yeah. Like at a really young age.
Exactly.
With from a koala's teat.
Yep. Cool. Tequila koala. That's a funny name.
If you like tequila koalas.
And getting caught
in the rain like you, it all comes full circle.
What?
Do we just become best friends? Yep.
Velociraptor. So we're chilling on their bandwagon, and Derek...
Is it just for them, or is it for... are they sharing it with another
person? It's just them.
Okay.
Yeah. And Derek from State Champs and Michael from Five Sauce hop on the bandwagon, and we're like, oh my God! Like,
oh my goodness.
We had like one of those fangirl moments. And Derek is like, yo, who wants to come play Flip Cup? And so literally we're all jamming, and we cruise outside, and we played some Flip Cup with all the With Confidence boys, Michael from Five Sauce, Derek from State Champs, John from the Main. Like,
so an all-star lineup.
We're like, Flip Cup. Oh my God, I'm playing a drinking game against these fools. Like, it was awesome.
Any of them better than the other? Like, were any of them really good? Because I am bad
Derek,
at Flip Cup.
Derek from State Champs. Killer.
He's an athlete, though. I think he almost played professional hockey, so that makes sense.
Damn,
yep,
that's sick.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, he was killer. I'm pretty killer because I got my college game going, you know.
Well, yeah, you're at that age right now.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, that was so funny. We're literally just like, oh my god, it's Michael from Five Sauce.
Are you like, a Five Sauce fanboy?
Oh my God, yeah.
That makes
ridiculous.
Sense. All right, so we're going to close this out in a few minutes. First of all, thank you so much, Mr. Adam Cease.
You're quite welcome.
From the cast, can you give your band's socials a shout out and talk about, I guess, your upcoming schedule?
Yeah. So we're Between California and Summer. You can check us out on Facebook under that name. Or Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter are all at...
Snapchat, I just joined. Really? I literally just joined. Yeah, because I promised Mirror Eyes.
So much fun.
I still don't get it. But I promised Mirror Eyes that if they signed a deal, which they did, shout out to InVogue, I would sign up for Snapchat.
Nice.
Yeah, I it's just another thing on my phone.
We'll add you.
Yeah, please do. Add me. Yeah. I assure you, you will be arted.
Okay, cool. But we're at BCAS, like BCAS Band. So BCAS Band. And that's our Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And then, what was this? What
no, just do you have any shows coming up or anything of that nature?
We have a show in downtown Santa Ana coming up the weekend of the 4th to the 6th. I want to say we're playing the 6th, but it's like the Santa Ana Art Walk. A bunch of really cool Orange County bands are playing. It's like a festival. So that'll be cool.
That's really cool.
And then
a homecoming show.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't think we're doing anything really too much. We're shooting a music video on this.
Stay tuned on the YouTubes.
Yep, exactly, for Main Attraction, which is going to be so funny.
Which is about fish.
Yeah. Yep. He's the main attraction.
He's everyone's main attraction. So thank you again, Mr. Adam Cease.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much. We should be
having some more Becast news, hopefully, in the near distant. I'm a sincere fan. Shout out to Jeff. And thank you.
Fist pound.
Have a good day, everyone.